Welcome to Storytime by Chava. Today's story was taken from Chabad.org and was written by Ellie and Malka Tauger. The name of the story is Candles Behind Bars. Rabbi Shapsi Katz, the rabbi of Pretoria, the administrative capital of South Africa, and the Jewish chaplain for the Department of Prisons in that country, maintained a relationship with the Lubavitcher Rebbe for many years. In December of 1978, he came to visit the Rebbe for the third time. At a private audience, a yechidus, with the Rebbe, a few days before Hanukkah, the Rebbe asked Rabbi Katz what was being done for Jewish prisoners in South Africa. Rabbi Katz explained that conditions in South African prisons were much harsher than in New York, but that Jewish prisoners were not obligated to work on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or Pesach. And on Pesach, they received food that was kosher l'Pesach. The Rebbe asked, and what about Hanukkah? Can the inmates, the prisoners, light Hanukkah candles? One must appreciate, the Rebbe said, how important it is for a person sitting alone in a cell to light a Hanukkah menorah. One cannot fathom the warmth and hope this brings and how this will uplift his spirits in such a dark environment. Rabbi Katz promised that when he returned to South Africa, he would begin working on the project so that next year the inmates could light Hanukkah candles. The Rebbe, however, was not satisfied and inquired, "What about this Hanukkah?" Rabbi Katz pointed out the Hanukkah was only a few days off. Since he was in New York, he doubted it would be possible to do anything. The Rebbe replied that as soon as their meeting ended, Rabbi Katz should use the telephones in the outside office to make any calls that were necessary. Rabbi Katz then reminded the Rebbe that in South Africa it was 4 o'clock in the morning. At that hour, he dared not wake the general in charge of correctional facilities, the prisons. The Rebbe did not accept Rabbi Katz's reply, saying that, on the contrary, when the general saw that the matter was so important that he was called from overseas in the middle of the night, he would be impressed and would appreciate the need for Jewish prisoners to light candles this year. As soon as Rabbi Katz left the Rebbe's office, one of the secretaries led him to the small side office across the hall from the Rebbe's. He showed him the phones and told him to make himself at home. Rabbi Katz first called his secretary in Pretoria to find the home number of General Sefton, who was the religious director of prisons. At the same time, he asked his secretary to call the general and tell him that he would soon be receiving a call from overseas. And so, when he called General Sefton a few minutes later, the general was not upset, but instead inquired how he could help. Rabbi Katz explained that he had just completed a private meeting with one of the leaders of World Jewry, who had expressed concern about the Jewish inmates in South African prisons. The leader had explained how important it was for the prisoners to light Hanukkah menorahs and how this would bring them warmth, light, and hope. General Sefton was moved. In spite of the fact that his office was due to close that day, it was December 24th, he said that if Rabbi Katz was calling at that time of night from overseas, he could understand how urgent the matter was, and that as soon as he got to his office in the morning, he would send a telex to all the prison facilities in South Africa, telling them to make it possible for all Jewish prisoners in South Africa to light candles this Hanukkah. The next morning, when the Rebbe came to Lubavitch headquarters at 770 Eastern Parkway, Rabbi Katz was in the foyer. "Nu," motioned the Rebbe. When he heard that the mission had been accomplished, the Rebbe gave him a broad smile and told Rabbi Katz that he wanted to see him after Shacharis. When Rabbi Katz entered the Rebbe's room, the Rebbe told him that there are 50 states in the United States, and all but one allowed Jewish inmates to light Hanukkah candles. "Would you believe it," said the Rebbe, "it is only here, in New York State, that prisoners cannot light menorahs for Hanukkah." The Rebbe asked that Rabbi Katz see to it that the inmates of New York State prisons lit Hanukkah candles that year. "Tell them what you did, that they should learn from South Africa and do the same here," the Rebbe advised. Rabbi Katz did not know where to start. He told the Rebbe that he did not know whom to contact first. "Rabbi J.J. Hecht has been working hard on this project and will know whom to turn to," the Rebbe answered him. When Rabbi Katz sought out Rabbi Hecht, it was Rabbi Hecht's turn to be astonished. He pointed out that it was December 24th and already past noon. Nobody would be at their desks at that time. Could officials be reached at their office parties? But after Rabbi Katz told him about his audience with the Rebbe and his personal call to General Sefton in South Africa, Rabbi Hecht relaxed. Past experience had told him, he said, that if the Rebbe asked someone to do something right away, things worked out well even if the timing seemed bad. After a few calls, Rabbi Hecht was able to locate the director of the New York State Correctional System and found him in a good mood. Rabbi Hecht then introduced Rabbi Katz, who informed the director that Jewish prisoners in South Africa would be lighting Hanukkah candles that year, and suggested that if this could happen in South Africa, surely it should happen in New York. The director agreed, remarking that if in South Africa, where Jews are such a minority, the prisons gave them permission to light candles, there was no reason why it shouldn't happen in New York. He promised to attend to the matter in time for Hanukkah. Rabbi Katz looked at his watch. It was several minutes before 3, and the Rebbe would come out for Mincha at 3:15. He hurried back to 770 and positioned himself outside the Rebbe's room. When the Rebbe came out for Mincha, he saw Rabbi Katz and motioned anew. Rabbi Katz indicated that the mission had been accomplished. "I want to see you after Mincha," the Rebbe smiled. Rabbi Katz was surprised. What mission would be waiting for him after Mincha? When he entered the Rebbe's room, however, the Rebbe did not have another project for him. Instead, the Rebbe said that as he had done him a personal favor, he would like to do something in return. Rabbi Katz was bewildered. He told the Rebbe that it had been a privilege and an honor to do what he had done. He had received so much in blessings and guidance from the Rebbe throughout the years that he certainly did not expect anything more. The Rebbe did not accept this answer. So Rabbi Katz thought quickly, and he asked the Rebbe for a tanya for his son, who would certainly appreciate it. The Rebbe told him that one would be in the outer office shortly. When Rabbi Katz returned to pick it up, he found a Hebrew Tanya waiting for Rabbi Katz himself, a leather-bound deluxe Hebrew-English Tanya for his son, a book on Chabad called Challenge for General Sefton in South Africa, and a book called Woman of Valor, an anthology of Hasidic teachings on women for the general's wife. When Rabbi Katz returned to South Africa, he called General Sefton. Before he could say anything, the general reassured him that he had sent the telexes the day he had received the call from America and that the Jewish prisoners had indeed lit the Hanukkah candles that year. When Rabbi Katz told the general that the Rebbe had sent gifts for him, the general said he would be right over to pick them up. Indeed, within an hour, the general was sitting in Rabbi Katz's living room. Asked why he had hurried so, the general replied, that when a person sitting in New York thinks about somebody living on the other side of the globe, especially somebody imprisoned for wrongdoing, and seeks out someone to bring him light and warmth, he is a genuine leader, a real leader. And if such a leader sends something for me, said the general, I want it as soon as possible.